I'm John Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World, and my conversation with Gregory Zuckerman, the Wall Street Journal special correspondent, but the author of a new book, A Shot to Save the World, the inside story of the life or death race for a COVID-19 vaccine. These are pursuits by big pharma, big personalities, simultaneously, not knowing in their future, in the beginning of 2020, will be a pandemic that is a global catastrophe that may or may not be solvable. Right now, we have a remedy, what these men and women produce. Novavax is one company that Gregory dubs at one point the little company that couldn't. But before we get to Novavax, we need to spend time with Gail Smith from North Dakota, a man who seems another genius, who seems self-taught, but his methodology is based on insect cells. How so, Gregory?
Yeah, so Gail Smith's a fascinating guy, as you said, from a little town in North Dakota, and he becomes convinced that insect cells and insect viruses can actually be really helpful. You can create vaccines. He realized, not many people did at the time, but insects and humans are much more alike than, you know, most people presume. They both require oxygen. They both have, there's some anatomical similarities. They both have, you know, brains and hearts and reproductive organs. And he thought that if you could use an insect virus, which are, as they call them rumi. In other words, there's room in there in the virus. You take it and you place, you can put genetic message in the virus and you put it into an insect cell. You could create proteins. And the whole idea is create a protein from a virus, from a pathogen, from anything, an illness, anything you want to protect from. And once you've created that protein, then you can inject it into the body, teach the immune system to be unawares for it, and then protect from whatever virus that protein represents. So he created this new effort. It eventually did lead to a lot of vaccines that we use today for HPV, for shingles. They all use this, it's called a protein subunit, basically using a protein, creating a protein from those viruses, from those diseases. You inject them in the body and you create protection from shingles, from HPV, etc. That's due to Dale Smith. And he did a lot of really interesting work. He got wealthy and he joined this little company called Novavax in Maryland, and they let him do his thing. And here he was laboring away literally for years and years and years in the bowels of this basement in suburban Maryland. And he had this approach that he thought could work on all kinds of different vaccines. They failed and failed and failed, this company Novavax, over the years for everything. RSV, Zika, you name it. They tried to create a vaccine for it, and it failed. But Gail Smith thought he was making progress. And come early 2020, he said, guys, I think I can create a vaccine against this new virus, this new coronavirus.
Well, we now have the makings of the pursuers. So we started with the event in China, in Shanghai, when the researcher, Dr. Zhang, mapped out the genome. We've assembled the cast. However, the cast is not, at this point, engaged because, heretofore, viruses can come and go. And if you turn your enormous apparatus towards a virus that could suddenly disappear, you've wasted time and money. Most importantly, you've broken the pattern that established your pursuit of cancer or AIDS or malaria. And so what is the event that persuades everybody they've got to move? There's no one event. It's a global phenomenon. But Gregory tells the story of what happens in the New York area. This is a man named Garbuz who is suddenly stricken with what we now know as COVID-19. It happens in February 2020. Remember, the January is when Zhang identifies the genome, and it's communicated by the Internet to all these researchers. What do we need to know about how the United States reacted to Garbuz? We have about a minute, Gregory.
Well, we all reacted slowly in the United States. The administration at the time kind of downplayed this virus. We didn't have, wasn't even their fault necessarily. We just had the testing capabilities. We were unprepared, even though there have been warnings for many years. Later on, you got to give the Trump administration credit for Operation Warp Speed, which was quite helpful. But in early 2020, you and I weren't ready. We were caught unawares. Our government was as well. And yet, we didn't realize that all the people I write about in my book they were turned on a dime, and they said, no, this is going to be dangerous. We need to be the ones to save the day. And they stepped up, to their credit.
They stepped up, but it didn't happen overnight. They had to convince their bosses. They had to convince their families. They had to convince themselves. So we're going to turn to that story. Remember, now, this is a pursuit that not everybody's organized. I joke with Gregory. It's at the moment in The Body Snatchers when Kevin McCarthy goes into the phone booth having escaped the monsters, and he asks for the White House. He wants to tell them that the Body Snatchers are taking all of our personalities. We've been invaded from another world. However, you can imagine in 2020, the White House doesn't take the call. Nobody takes the call. Merck does it. Gregory, that's one of the most amazing things. Merck, the biggest company of all, doesn't take the call.
I agree. Merck is the one you would have thought would step up to create these vaccines. MMR, the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine that we all trust and rely on, that's from Merck. Other giants too, Sanofi, GSK. But Merck had internal discussions, and I write about it in the book, about whether to pursue a vaccine and for COVID-19. And they thought about it. They deliberated. There was a rift within the executive ranks and within the scientists. But they kind of said, you know what, we're making progress in things like cancer. We don't know if this is going to be a pandemic. We don't know how long it's going
to
last.
But here come the heroes. A shot to save the world. The inside story of the life or death race for COVID-19 vaccine. Gregory Zuckerman, I'm John Bass.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.